The World This Week. Politics.
America's presidential election was closer than the polls had suggested. In the Electoral College, Joe Biden won Michigan and Wisconsin, two states that helped hand victory to Donald Trump in 2016. Mr. Trump took the key state of Florida, and by a bigger margin than in 2016. Mr. Biden had the edge in the vote count, which the Trump campaign challenged in court. When the final results are tallied, the Democrat will have won the nationwide popular vote by perhaps 5 percentage points. Early results suggested that the Republicans would retain the Senate. The Democrats gained 2 seats, but a Republican took 1 back in Alabama, defeating a Democrat who had won a special election in 2017 after his rival was embroiled in a sex scandal. Republicans picked up several seats in the House of Representatives, but the Democrats kept a firm grip on the chamber. Montana was the only state to flip parties in the 11 governor's races, switching to the Republicans. Among the state ballot initiatives that took place, voters in Oregon approved laws that will decriminalize the possession for personal use of cocaine, heroin and other drugs, and legalize magic mushrooms for mental health treatment. A new state flag was approved in Mississippi to replace the old one, which featured the Confederate emblem. The new flag portrays a magnolia flower. Abiy Ahmed, the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, ordered the army to take action against the northern region of Tigray, whose leaders he accused of attacking an army base. Tensions have been building between the central government and Tigray in recent months, and observers worry that a civil war is brewing. While the world's eyes were firmly on America's election, governments in several African countries arrested prominent adversaries. Police in Uganda detained Bobby Wine, a pop star politician, after he registered as a candidate for the presidency. In Tanzania, the police arrested Tundu Lissu, the main opposition leader. And in Zimbabwe, Hopewell Chinono, a journalist who has exposed corruption linked to the ruling party, was seized. Officials in Ivory Coast said that Alassane Ouattara had won a third term in a presidential election with 94% of the vote, even though many Ivorians boycotted it. The constitution limits presidents to 2 terms. His opponents refused to recognize the result. Algerians approved changes to the constitution that would impose term limits on their president and restrict his choice of prime minister. But the Hirak protest movement dismissed the revisions as a facade of change. Turnout was low. A gunman with links to Islamic State went on a rampage in Vienna, killing 4 people and wounding 23 before he was shot dead by police. The atrocity, which took place in the centre of the Austrian capital, follows a spate of other incidents, including the beheading of a French teacher near Paris and the murder of 3 people in a church in Nice.